You can edit stuff out. Y'all can just talk.
We'll
see when
up.
She says something.
Uh-oh, the mic's on.
We have to come up with a name first. I mean, don't you think? That's the first thing, or should we just do the show and then figure out what we talked about and
well,
then the name after the show?
I think that we could have people suggest names.
Okay, we have to have listeners. You have to have listeners. And then, are you giving them your cell phone number or your email address? Get on to how will we know?
No.
I know.
Do they email us somehow? You can talk.
Not right now, they don't.
Sandy at 888?
No, it's not at 888.
Sandy R. 888@hotmail.com.
I mean, it's not a magical thing. You can do anything you want. You can have them email you.
Whoever you are, you can email us. And we'll provide the email address.
Yeah, some guy says computer.
Later on in the broadcast. That's our suspense. Later on in the broadcast, at the end of the show, we'll provide you with the website. Stick around.
I'm sure they're going to be like, oh, dang it, I must listen. So I can email them.
I know. Wait till they. Well, wait till you find out what we're going to talk about.
That's right.
Just wait.
Yeah. That's right. Pizza.
Like, all, Sandy, tell me what your idea was.
See, y'all laugh too much for this.
Go ahead, Sandy.
Take it away.
Oh, why is that light blinking? What does that mean?
It means it's recording.
No, change the subject.
How about that? That means it's recording. This light. Right
on
here.
The air.
It's looking at the flower.
The light is not blinking in
the
flower.
Oh, okay.
Sandy, what did you think would be something that the audience really needs? This is your idea.
Actually, it was Doug's idea. Well, he's, yeah. No.
Doug?
Don't blame me for your woman show. I didn't say you two should get together and make a thing about women. Because I listen.
We're two hardworking women.
Now, see, someone suggested Mike Knight with Tisa and Sandy, but Mike is the name of your husband. So it might be confused with Mike Knight.
And my name is Tina. So that would not be why you call it Mike Knight with Tisa. So that totally would work.
Because that's somebody nobody here knows.
Yeah.
I don't know Tisa. That's like Lisa with a T. That's crazy. You just don't do that.
So, any other ideas? Anybody else suggest anything else?
No.
That was it?
The TNS show.
TNS, that'd be like tits and...
Yeah.
Oh.
Leave it to your pregnant daughter to come up with that one.
S&T.
Well, that sounds like... Wow. Doug, since she's married, you really have educated her. You just said a few letters wrong.
I've always wanted to be a teacher.
If that's the case, she is in public, you've kind of skewed it a little bit. So, she has no idea what we're talking about. That's what's so funny. Is that you can look at her. She has no idea.
Sandy and Tina.
We might get on another genre or whatever if we start naming it things like that.
Exactly. And we don't want to go that direction.
What is genre? Genre is like subject, right?
Genre.
Style.
Like a category.
Style, category. That's what I mean. They have that. And so if we were called something like the S&T show, it would be...
Yeah, different
one. It might
one.
Be put into something that, you know, we get, you know, weird people.
Yeah, as opposed to what we're trying to attract, which are not weird people, listening to people they don't know.
Just normal people.
Talking on
just
the...
Just normal people.
Right.
Women.
Yeah.
Women, business... Women? No, not business women. We're not business women.
Casual
business. Well, you just turned off all the business women.
We're business women. I think we're business women.
No, not you business women.
I mean, I'm a worker.
You're lazy women.
I'm a worker bee business woman. I don't want to own my own company.
Right.
Y'all are tightly wound business women.
Tightly wound.
Tightly wound.
businesswomen.
Wow, we could title that. That'd give a whole different genre, wouldn't it? That's a new one. But we are. We're businesswomen.
Yes. But we're not going to talk about business.
We don't want to own anything.
No.
I don't want to be in charge of anything.
Well, we are in charge.
We are in charge, but we're not like...
But we don't want to be.
We're not financially obligated to our place of business where if we lost it, we lose our home and lose our money and all that
kind
of
stuff. If we lost our job.
We would just go to another place to work.
Right.
But real businesswomen probably take all this risk. I'm not a risk taker. I don't want to take a risk. That's going to work for somebody else.
I'm a risk taker as long as it's someone else's money.
Right. So I said, yeah. So we're both wanting to risk other people's money, and they're going to hire us to run their company. To run their company.
Yes.
I want to be in charge, but I don't want the risk.
Yeah. I really don't want to be in charge, but in order to make the money, you have to be in charge.
Well, right. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
But I really want to just plant flowers.
Yeah, I don't really want to plant flowers.
Well, on the side of the road, you see the Mexicans? And all they do is, plant flowers. And I look outside and thinking that's not a bad job. People might look at it like it's a bad job.
But if it's 100 and something degrees outside, you won't want to be a Mexican planting flowers.
Okay, how many times do you get your butt chewed out by a customer?
Yeah.
Would you rather not be outside planting flowers in 100 degree weather?
Yeah, in that day and time. But if it's like 100 degrees and you're in this office on what floor, with your big window looking out,
what floor
are you on?
I'm on the 10.
If your name was not Tina?
Oh, if my name was... Tina, which is me, is on the 10th floor.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to plant flowers, like, if it's cold. Well, you wouldn't plant flowers when it's cold, but...
She would.
Well, I don't really like flowers. I kill everything. But I just want a menial task job that nobody cares about.
Oh, okay.
Because the flowers are going to die and people are going to replant. And it's got built-in job security.
That's true.
They're going to die. You have to replant. I mean, but I hate flowers. It's not like I would actually want the flowers to live or do a good job.
Right.
I just want a menial task job that nobody cares about.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
I would not want to work for you.
Well.
It's not like I care if they live or do a good job.
But that's what I want, but
you're talking about flowers, not our employees.
Right.
But you can't have that job, so instead I run a multi-million dollar business with a little bit less than 100 employees, and I'm in charge of their lives.
Yes.
And that's a very scary thing when you go home at night.
Mm-hmm.
And you the same way.
Right.
You do. You just got rid of someone the other day.
Ooh. Do we want to talk about that?
Yeah.
I love talking about firing people. They're all crazy. Every single one of them. Every time you fire,
no one has ever been fired in the history of the world that didn't deserve it. They're all crazy. Every single one of them. If you've been fired, it's your fault. That's all I want to tell you. It's not racial. It's not because someone didn't like you. It's not because they're out to get you. It's because you suck. It's true. See, you did that. Because all those things, if you were a good employee, they'd keep you.
That's true.
I don't like half my employees, but I keep them around because they do a good job.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're helping people keep their jobs by telling them they really suck.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about who you got rid of last week.
Or recently.
Go ahead. How'd you run her off?
I can tell you about her because I've heard a lot.
Sandy all of a sudden has gotten shy. I'll tell a story. You tell a story.
Okay, I want to tell that story.
Okay, you tell a story about firing someone.
I'll tell you that story about last week.
Okay, that's good.
But next year's not too far away because next year's only a few months away.
You tell a story about firing somebody, and I'll tell a story about firing somebody. I fired somebody my first time, and they don't know they're fired to this day.
They're still working?
They didn't know they were fired. I was really bad at it. I was really, really bad. And I cried. I cried! And about a year later, she had her new employer call for reference, and they said, no, she's not eligible for rehire. She was fired. She called me, and she goes, Tisa, they're saying I was fired. I go, I don't know how that happened. Hang up.
Oh, that is bad.
I didn't know. I was really bad at firing people for a long time until I realized they all deserve it. And I realized they all deserve it, I became a lot better at it. for the longest time. I cried and cried. I told her, I said, I'm so sorry. You can't work here anymore. You can't work here. I'm so sorry. And she came and gave me a hug and said, well, it's okay. And I thought, this isn't so bad.
I did have somebody do that to me before. I fired them, and they actually hugged me and told me it was okay.
Yes.
And that was kind of strange.
Yes, she hugged me, but I thought she knew she was fired. And then a year later, she called me and acted like she didn't know why. They said she wasn't eligible for rehire. She wasn't fired. And I denied firing her. And then hung up the phone.
And then all we must have got disconnected. A year later,
yes.
When she called.
I don't know how they had... HR, I don't know what they did. Click. I don't know what happened. That was my first firing story. I'm much better at it now.
Oh, really? Because when you complain about people at your work and I tell you you need to fire them, and a year later we're still talking about the same people.
I didn't say I was prompt at it. I wasn't prompt in firing them. I'm better at it when I get around to it.
Uh-huh.
I'm a little... I give them benefit of the doubt until I can't take it anymore.
That's good. You give them benefit of the doubt.
I do. So what about you, hatchet woman?
It's like, are you going to edit all these long pauses out?
Yeah. You are avoiding the question.
Or you can just start talking.
Or you are avoiding the question.
I can't talk about my recent one.
No, talk about an old one, your first one.
Oh, gosh, I can't remember what that was.
Wasn't it kind of powerful, though? Okay, wasn't it kind of powerful that all the people out there firing someone the first time? Do you have any advice for them?
Don't cry.
Yeah, I'll give you that advice. Don't cry. Make sure they know they're fired.
Make sure, unlike you.
Unlike, exactly. Did you not make any mistakes when you first fired somebody? None?
Don't look at me. You didn't fire me.
You didn't fire me. You quit and left.
I fired you.
You're a much better businesswoman than I am. You know that. I've told you that 100 times. You're a much
no, that's not true.
Yes, it is true. That I've not told you or that you're not?
Oh, you've told me, but
yes.
I'm not.
No, you are.
Oh.
Because you... As a businesswoman, it's good to be very, sometimes very black and not black and white, but very decisive on your decisions and make it and stick to it. I was like, well, a man thinks that this is the way it's going to be, end of story, that's it. Where I'm more like, well, I think I want it this way. I really want it this way. But nobody wants to do it that way. So I won't do it that way for a long time until all of a sudden they realize that it needs to be my way. And then when I get around to it, I'll let them go so it can be my way.
Those poor people.
And then I fire them, and then another fired.
You're just bipolar, split personality.
I'm not bipolar. I just don't. I'm a nurse named Tina. By nature, that's not something that's in us.
Right. Exactly. Because
you know?
The reason why you're a nurse is because you're very compassionate,
right.
And you care about
caring.
People and everything, but then
correct.
That's the whole reason why you get into the nursing.
Right, and then you get put in charge, but you don't make any money at that, so you get put in charge, and you make more money, but then you really don't know how to handle situations because I've got no business background, but I'm doing a very good job now. If my boss is listening, I'm doing a really good job now. But Sandy's avoiding the question on her first firing.
And very well, I might add.
As in, I'm just not saying anything.
You have to.
Did you fire anybody at Heitzer?
I don't know what that is.
I've lived with you for 20 years. I know where you've worked.
I don't know who you are, actually.
Who are you? And people don't know that's your daughter. So when the woman says, I've been living with you for 20 years... Okay.
It's a whole new twist. Well, on
here we are.
Might be in another genre.
Genre. Okay, so now we can put that into another one. Yes.
This news cut by half again.
Yeah, we're dwindling our audience down.
Yeah.
Not business women. You talk about business women.
Not lesbians.
Not Mexicans.
No.
Not lesbians. Yeah.
Not
those flower planting ones without
not
computers.
Anyone that's ever been fired. We've lost them as an audience.
Or anyone recently fired. Or someone who has been fired by you but that doesn't know it.
That's
or
right.
Or anyone with a job.
That's right, because I can give you my real name.
Anyone who's working at all.
Yes.
Or business owners.
Yeah.
We've cut them out.
It's true.
Yeah.
So basically the people like me and you.
Yes.
Which is exactly what we're looking for.
Good.
So we want to eliminate all the riffraff. So,
if you are riffraff,
I also want to let you know we don't want any man we've ever been married to. Okay?
All the men that I've been married to can't operate a computer. So I don't think that they'll be.
He said that like
running up
audience cut in half again. All the men we've ever been married to. Tina.
Yes.
So many.
Yes. Ooh, it did take a lot down. It did. That was almost sad.
Or people that you've been married to.
That's right.
Cut the audience down again.
Okay, we're down to two. So stick around, and we'll give you that website information, that email address for the two that are left.
Which was the film to? The ones that are here.
The lesbian. the lesbian.
And her husband.
And the computer operator. The lesbian.
Sounds like had to listen.
The lesbian and her husband. Well, I didn't think of that one for a while.
The pregnant lesbian. And
we won't ask about that one.
Anyways, Ashley, or someone suggested we should do like news articles, but
I don't read the news.
Okay, well, you have a computer right in front of you.
Okay, but the thing with the news is you have to have opinions.
And well, we have opinions,
but I don't know enough about it to have too much. When I got the TV taken out of my bathroom because it didn't work anymore, I don't watch the news since I don't have a TV in the bathroom. So I'm getting all my news off 1310 The Ticket, and all it tells you is that big blonded women have problems. So I'm not getting a lot of daily news. So if I go on the internet, I won't have a big background on the subject. I don't want to talk about Katrina. I'm sick of that.
Big
I don't want to talk
been
about.
Over for a while.
It is. I don't want to talk about Iraq. Politics bore me. How about you?
Yes, I do.
What do you want? What don't you want to talk about?
Oh, I don't know. What's on the news today?
Cowboys lost.
I was at the game.
Oh, yes, you were at the game.
I was at the game. I was at the Cowboy game. That's one thing that we both have in common. We both were Cowboy fans until yesterday.
Crazy Cat Lady.
Crazy Cat Lady and Tina.
Yeah.
We both
Although
were Cowboy
I have dogs
fans.
Sitting
Are you
on
still
me,
Cowboy
so
fan?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, how can you be Crazy Cat Lady when there's dogs on you? You're exactly right. You're a schizophrenic Crazy Cat Lady. Because they're not cats.
One of them is
there
sleeping, standing up.
See? Yeah. Well, there's.
There goes that decisive remark you made about her earlier.
Yes.
Crazy Cat Lady, give me all my dogs.
Look at her. I guess you can't look at her.
Yeah, you can't.
Until we get televised.
She has two black chihuahuas on her lap.
Yes, and they're behaving very well. I was going to lock them out of the room and,
Yeah, they're doing very good.
They're very good.
That.
Okay. On one leg. One leg.
You're doing a balancing act.
Yeah.
You're avoiding. You've avoided everything. What's that?
I'm not on one leg. I'm sitting down. The doctor on one leg. Yes.
Tina, you can see her.
Yes, I can see her. I'm trying to figure out why you keep avoiding all the questions. You don't want to talk about what you don't want to talk about. You don't want to talk about people you fired.
Talk about your first firing, still.
She's already
There's
bored with it.
There's just been so many, I can't remember the first one.
Okay, the first one you can remember.
Well, it's the same as the first time you ever have sex. It's not the first one that really counts. It's the ones that are memorable that matter. So just because you had a first experience, you don't have to remember that first one. You can remember the most memorable experience of firing somebody.
Okay, I don't want to talk about that either.
Good Lord.
Well, how about if we just talk about what you want to talk about, and then that would make this a lot easier. Let's do that. I'm going to leave the room for just a moment.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No, no. You don't need another drink because we don't have
I'm not
anymore.
Drinking.
She's panicking. Don't leave.
Oh, my God, Tina, say.
I'll let you entertain them for one moment on your own. I'll be right back.
You cannot edit this part out, by the way. Okay, this crazy lady keeps calling herself Tina, but her real name is Tisa. She doesn't want you to know that. My other friend's name is Tina, and she's trying to pretend like she's her.
So let's not say anything to her when she comes back.
We won't let her know that we told you that.
Oh, okay.
So now,
what were you
Tina
talking
is
about?
Back.
And what were we discussing with the audience?
Discussing.
Nothing.
Nothing, really.
You absolutely did nothing.
No, absolutely, I didn't do anything.
That's perfectly okay.
So, what other names can we name our show?
Well, is that about things that we like?
Mm-hmm.
Or names? Or shows we like? We love, well, here's what we love. Let's talk about what we love. We love reality TV.
Right.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we love?
We might have to.
Oh, yeah, those are the well-behaved
Grayson,
cats.
Stay on your other leg.
Those are the well-behaved cats that you have. Okay, we love. Well, what else do we love besides watching TV? I love watching TV.
TiVo only. You TiVo a lot of stuff.
And we have to have our top 10 TiVo list of the week every week on what we're TiVoing. But I TiVo like 50 things.
See, I don't TiVo that much.
You don't?
Because I don't have time to watch all that.
I stay up all night.
Just, yeah, I know. I can't stay up all night.
I'll wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and watch Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares on BBC. I love
that show. If you're
all
the way on BBC, then you're pretty desperate.
I love BBC.
Yeah.
I don't understand a lot of what they say. But I love it. And I think Gordon Ramsay's kind of hot.
See, I don't know who you're talking about.
Well, he's also on an American show, the one that, of course, I never can remember names of anything, but it was like, when it was a reality show when the people were being chefed against each other.
Hell's Kitchen.
He was on that, and he's our age, which is young. And very young. Small
and
baby. And hot.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not hot in the, like,
no,
the
we are.
Sense. Oh, yeah, we're hot. But he's not hot in the cute sense. He's hot in the power sense.
Because mm-hmm.
He's opinionated, and he tells people that you suck. And you like that. And that's attractive.
And you like that.
It's the bad
okay.
boy thing.
Yes, okay.
And at our young age, we still like the bad boy kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of that.
Okay.
But I don't like English accents. I don't like anyone with an accent.
Boston accent.
You like Boston accents.
Mm-hmm.
I do not.
So we get the Boston audience.
Yeah, but I don't like the Boston accent.
Okay, well, then I'll respond to them.
What do you like about the Boston accent?
I don't know.
You can't hear their accents in the English.
Different. But if they say they're from Boston, I will respond to them.
Okay.
What if they're from Boston and don't have an accent?
Well, if they're not from Boston, now everybody's going to tell you they're from Boston. Cecilia so responds. There's so many people in Boston.
You have a separate website for them.
I'll start asking them questions related to Boston that only Boston people would know.
Like what would you know about Boston that only Boston people would know?
What?
Yeah, Miss
what,
from Boston.
What Major League Baseball team is out of Boston? Only a Boston person would know that. What television show named Cheers was filmed where?
We've been to that bar.
In Boston.
Yes, we've been to that bar.
Ah.
See, I've been there.
Do you like baked beans?
Baked beans?
Boston baked beans. Only a Boston person would know that. Have you been to Boston?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Really?
Like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
What'd you go to Boston for?
Oh, vacation.
What'd you have, who vacations in Boston?
We do.
You went from his accent?
No.
You picked a vacation spot.
No, we
Boston's accent.
We were there for the 4th of July. You know, Boston tea party.
That wasn't it. 4th of July. Why'd you go to Pennsylvania? It's got that bell thing.
That's the Liberty Bell. That wasn't 4th of July either.
Nope. Well, what was 4th of July then?
Liberty Bell was 4th of July, wasn't it?
No.
All I know is that in, I don't know. I'm just going to make myself sound stupid.
Yeah, well, not the history. History. I don't know how we got on history.
Not my area specialty.
But we were there 5 years
didn't
ago, 4th of
ring,
July.
Didn't
but
they
why?
Ring the bell after they signed the Declaration of Independence?
And that's when it broke?
Is that what you're
saying?
Bell.
Is that what you're saying?
No.
It broke.
Broke when it was trying.
We need new government craftsmen.
But he's trying to steal.
So
it.
You went to Boston.
Yes.
What'd you do in Boston?
Walked around.
We did a lot of that.
Listen to men speak. Quick, order something on the menu.
Was there anything interesting to do in Boston?
It's right by the ocean, so.
Yes, I like that. We were hit in the harbor.
Harbor?
How do they say that?
The harbor.
Harbor. See,
like
just like that.
That was Scottish.
Well, maybe we were kind of Scottish.
It's up north.
Scottish,
yeah.
Boston.
Yeah.
It's up north. Like Scotland.
Boston. The Scottish part of Boston.
Yeah, all the people from Scotland moved over to Boston.
That's right.
On the Mayflower.
And then the Boston Tea Party happened.
Thinking people in Boston. So what else did you in Boston? Wow.
She's a dog whisperer.
Wow, she's a dog whisperer. Wave your hand over them. They would wave.
Run.
They went to Boston and walked around.
We went whale watching. One day.
Whale watching?
Yes.
Did
you go on the boat and watch whales.
Did you see a whale?
Yes.
How many whales?
That's how you watch whales. You see them.
So do they have to come out? Do they hold a piece of fish out for them? Or?
No, they just come up right beside the boat. We saw a mom and a baby.
You did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What else did you do?
We went on the big ship, the RSS.
RSS.
Sandy's memory is we walked around. There was no memory of a whale ship. There was no memory.
Well,
I was like 14, so this is a big thing for me.
Oh, yes. I was just, you know. No, we were really, we had 5 people. We couldn't get a cab because the cab would only fit 4.
Hold on a second. So you have issues with this trip.
I just
and you're
remember
blocking
we
it.
Were walking.
You're blocking out the trip
we were
because you have issues.
A lot.
It's a Sandy. if that was your name.
You should tell them a funny hot dog story.
So tell me. So you had issues because you're walking around, you couldn't find a cab.
Okay, well, we stopped and asked the cab if they could take us, because we were way on the other side of town, and he said no because we had 5 people, he could only fit 4, and we offered to sit on laps or whatever, not his lap, but, you know.
Good. Yeah, well, if he'd offered that, you may have gotten the ride.
and then we couldn't take a cab, and we just walked a lot, and so I guess that's just, I was just tired. And I missed, the whole reason why we were there was for the fireworks show. On top of the, if you went on top of the hotel and looked out in this beautiful Boston,
Harbor.
Yeah, the big fireworks show that they show on TV and everything. I was just so tired, I missed the whole thing. So the whole reason for going to Boston for 4th of July.
You missed.
I missed because I was tired because we walked all over the place.
And you're blocking the whole trip out.
Yes.
from your memory. There's no whale watching involved at this point. There's no big ship.
Yes.
You're not happy about this trip.
No.
I can tell. I knew there was something about this trip you were not happy about.
So we went on the big ship. The warship.
Walked on the big warship.
Yes, we
it
walked
was
on
big,
the big warship.
And we had to walk.
If there was an
all over the ship.
If there was an, like a like this little walking things like in an airport where you just stood there and it took you everywhere, would
yes.
you have had a good trip?
Yes.
Okay.
I could have sat down on that. I wouldn't even have to stand on that while it took
what
me around.
If
I could have
sat
down.
Here in Dallas. We're in Dallas, by the way. What if we sat here in Dallas and the world just came to us? Would
exactly.
that be cool?
Or yeah.
Like the reunion.
Like
bar.
A little right.
Like when you're on top of a reunion arena and you sit there and the world comes around in circles?
Like when you're in the little theater and the stage turns.
Yeah.
So if I could just sit somewhere and then the stage turns and then we can...
And then you have to walk
places.
Everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's your next vacation plan?
I don't know. It's not going to involve walking.
The Museum of Chairs.
Lots of chairs. Wherever you go. I think the next trip planned is your honeymoon.
No, I gotta get married.
Well, your wedding honeymoon. Slash.
Okay. Slash.
Slash.
Wedding honeymoon slash.
We're just not gonna be walking involved in that.
No, no.
So, we're going to plan every week the update of Sandy's wedding.
Okay.
Okay, what's this week?
October 24th.
No. The date you're gonna get married.
Oh, sometime in June.
And who is he?
I don't think we want to say everybody's names.
You don't have to give a real one. They don't know. You could have just made one up. His name is Jim. Not the Jim from The Office, though. Although we like Jim from The Office. Do you like Jim from The Office?
Yes. But
you think
not,
he's hot?
It's not, yes. Well, no.
You don't?
Make up your mind.
You don't?
Not really.
I think he is.
Okay. Well, let's talk
do
about
you like
how
that
you like
messed
Jim
messed up
from
hair
the
look?
The what?
The
yeah,
because
he's got that, like, I need a haircut. I don't know what I'm doing with my hair thing. It slips out above the ears, and that kind of bothers me.
So you like bald people?
Yes, I do, actually.
I don't discriminate for having hair. It might be unpained and have issues, but I don't discriminate people that have hair issues.
No, I like hair if it's, you know, maintained. Maintained hair is very good.
I like Jim from The Office because he loves that girl. I never know her name.
His teeth
Pam?
Are really big, though.
Pam. He loves Pam so much. And I always want someone to love me as much as Jim loves Pam.
Well.
But do you ever think that the reason why he loves her so much is because he doesn't live with her?
No.
Because they're working, they don't pay bills together, they don't raise kids together, and all that. They just have that perfect working relationship where they can just sit and crack jokes all day.
No.
Uh-uh.
Me and Doug didn't live together before we got married.
Yeah, but we're talking about Jim and Pam.
Well.
No, I mean, that's everyone's... Okay, I got this girl at work who gets flowers every single, I think it's the 12th of the month. And if it falls on a Saturday or Sunday... She gets it on the Friday before. Flowers. It's her anniversary. They're dating. I share an office
so
with her.
So their month anniversary is on the 12th.
And it's not a pain in my ass to have her send flowers and she puts them on my desk every single month and reminds me that she got flowers and I didn't every single month. Last month she got flowers twice. I didn't ask why on the second time. I only assumed why on the second time. And I go home and I hand it around to my husband that maybe he should send me flowers. And his comment was, he's not married to her. Let him be married to her for 11 years and see if he's still sending flowers. I said, well, you didn't send me flowers when we were dating. So I think he can start sending me flowers, but he does not. So I am jealous of Pam and Jim.
But Jim's never sent Pam flowers.
Why don't you send yourself flowers?
That wouldn't be the same. That would not be the same as Jim sending me flowers. Jim's never sent Pam flowers because Pam's been engaged by somebody else and he's trying to be respectful of her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why he hasn't.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But something's wrong with him why he hasn't dated anybody else either. Don't you think?
Because he's in love with Pam.
Well, he was flirting with that
yeah,
girl at the other office.
Really in love with them. If you're not in a relationship with them, you just think you're in love with him.
Oh, that was hot.
I think the Catwoman just pooted.
That was so burning. What is that, though?
Is she on fire?
That was a cat. The cat's on fire. She is. The cat was on fire.
It got burnt off.
It burned her whiskers off.
The cat? That's not what burned in here. The cat jumped up on the desk on a candle and burned his whiskers. I smelled it, but I wasn't paying attention to it. And it's like Sandy realizing there's burnt flesh going on.
Poor baby. Oh.
Oh.
Poor Pete.
Is he okay? Is it okay?
Okay.
No, we have no PETA fans. You've eliminated all that.
Okay, she has no whiskers on one side of her face.
She
Oh, is she scared?
Yeah.
Oh, well, give her to me.
Whiskers are the balancing things.
I still smell the burning whiskers.
You better burn the other half.
Oh, poor baby.
You're right. I do smell that.
Look at her. She's just stunned. She doesn't know what to think.
Where are my whiskers?
Well, the cat's never going to jump on this desk again. You can pretty much guarantee you that.
Oh.
She won't move because she's scared she's going to fall over.
Oh.
Taking my socks.
She's looking at me.
Oh.
Okay, Kiki.
Poor baby. Well, at least she just got her whiskers.
Are you going to let your fiance listen to our podcast?
Yes.
Okay.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to tell him about it and have him listen to it?
What are you thinking?
I'm not going to have him listen to it. I mean, he can listen to it if he wants to.
You're going to make him?
No.
I'm not going to tell mine. He won't know how to do it anyway.
Yes,
but if you do know how to work it, I love you.
She likes flowers.
Flowers. Every now and then.
Okay. She's like licking me like crazy. Maybe it's her licking instinct.
Carry me.
Like when they get burned, they just start licking.
I don't know.
Hey, please
like
don't burn me anymore.
That's why she's so mean. You need to burn her more.
No.
The cat?
Yeah.
Look at her. She's like, go crazy.
You don't know it, but it's a mean cat.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like the devil.
Go, walk.
Oh.
Where'd you get the cat from?
Breeder? No, she
was just born in a barn. And we saved her. She was living in a barn with fleas all over her. So
she was wild?
So now we just got our PETA fans back. Not
a wild cat?
She's wild. No, she had a mom and everything.
Well, all wild cats have
moms. Yeah, they're all born so fast, Sandy.
Not with the wild cats. Look at me. I eat birds.
Yeah.
Don't. That was a good one, Amy.
See, I am the one that picks out stupid people, stupid things that people say, and just makes funny comments about them. Just listen.
Yes, I just sit here.
Ew.
Are we done yet?
No.
30.
Well, we can just go on and on.
40 minutes.
Space remaining, 58,143 megabytes. Whatever that is, it sounds like a lot.
Would you get away from us?
Well, we haven't told anybody about us. And why they'd care to listen to us.
Yeah, so maybe we'll just keep it that way.
Tell how we met.
Maybe we'll just keep it that way.
Yeah. Since you won't talk about anything, Sandy.
Let's just do a podcast where we don't talk.
Okay.
Then, instead of nobody listening, everyone will listen. We don't offend anyone. We don't talk. Download us, 40 minutes of silence. That way they can tell people when they're trying to interrupt them. I'm busy. I'm listening to this podcast. And call it, need a moment of silence.
That's a good one. Can you do that?
Moment of silence.
So we can't talk about how we met?
Cause,
I didn't know it was funny.
I forgot. Oh, no, we met at church.
And that's funny. Okay. Alright, I'm with you now. And what made us become best friends? Because we don't like people.
But we were at church.
Yes. Loving the Lord. We didn't say we liked people. And it's true. You know it's true. We talk about it. I mean,
I think what you were trying to say is you were at church. So you had to pretend for a little while. And then you really started liking each other.
I met you at church 5 years ago?
Yeah.
5 years ago.
I think it's 4.5.
But who's counting?
But yeah. I've been in my house almost 5 years, and I met you and I was in my new house. I think 4.5. I think we're good.
Okay.
But I had made a New Year's resolution. I was going to start attending class. I was attending the church, and I wanted to start attending class, and I attended class and met you and your husband at the time.
At the time.
And in church.
Mm-hmm.
But I meet a lot of people at church. But I only liked you. Well, it's true. I didn't like anybody else. So you tell me why you like me.
Now then, I called you the next week.
Yeah, like, why'd you do that?
Because I was on the call committee.
I didn't know that.
No, but seriously,
I didn't call me because you, all these years, I thought you called me because you liked me. I honestly didn't know I was on the call list.
No, seriously, but no, I was on the call list.
Oh my god, I thought, she really likes me, she called me, she didn't say, hi, I'm standing with the call list, I have to do this, I'm attending church, so, can we get this phone call over with, so you don't bore me anymore. Instead, you were so nice and friendly.
Yeah.
How deceptive.
I mean, I thought you really cared.
No, I did care, because when we first met and we sat down and we were talking during class when we weren't supposed to be talking, and
we've never done that. So then you called me because I was on the call list? How come you've never shared that with me?
That's why she thought it was funny.
I was supposed
if
to call
If all the things you don't
people.
Want to talk about, I would have ixnayed that one. I think when I talked about who you're going to fire, I think when I talked about, you know, other issues that have happened, I probably would divulge your one secret to your friendship was a scam from the beginning.
No, seriously.
No!
Well, I told you I was on the call committee where I had to call.
I didn't know I was on the list! I thought.
I had to call first-time visitors.
But I wasn't a visitor. I just didn't know that you didn't fill your name out
class.
Every time. I filled out that blue card for a year.
No.
I didn't know. It says that you weren't a member, you're considered a visitor. So I kept filling it out, and people kept calling me every week. And then I didn't know. And then one day this woman goes, oh, are you a visitor? And I said, well, yeah, your first time here. No, I've been here about 9 months. And she goes, why are you filling out the blue card? I thought I was a visitor. So you filled out.
It's complicated
death.
Church system.
No, I didn't know. And I attended class, and you called me. I thought we had a connection.
I called you. We do. And then, see, we just developed into this beautiful relationship. We've been best friends ever since. 4.5 years.
4.5 years.
Seems longer.
Now I look back on it, and I really kind of just jabbered on that first conversation. You were just trying to get off the phone like, yeah, did you like the church? Is everything good? And I think I kept you on the phone like an hour. You were like, oh my god, I've got For you probably didn't say, oh my God. You were going to church. And you shouldn't have said that. But oh my goodness. You said, oh my goodness. I've got 5 more phone calls to make and she's kept me on the phone till like way past 8 o'clock at night. I've got things to do.
Now it's not appropriate to make any more phone calls because it's after 8 o'clock.
I know. Then I have to walk to the other side of the room in order to talk to more people, and I can't do that. I did not know that. Well, I thought you were great from the first day, and I wasn't paid to be your friend.
I wasn't paid, though. I wasn't on that.
You weren't on my list. There should be a list of visitor stuff. And we should be calling you guys. That's the way it needs to be. We need to be just calling the members or asking them, what you doing? Are you reading your Bible? I think that's the way it needs to be done, that you call us. We'll call you. And we'll decide if we like you or not. Right? Isn't that things they're supposed to be doing?
That would work, yeah.
That's what
I'm
thinking.
How do you like the church?
Yeah. We have no more of these.
I know.
You drink all those root beers?
I know, they go down smooth. Especially after a hard day at work of firing people. Did not fire anybody. Did you fire anybody today?
No. I don't have many. There's not many people left.
I did all my firing yesterday.
But she's not talking about it. Apparently, if I fired somebody, you don't know it. So we're just not telling anybody if I fired anybody or not. Well, do you want to wrap it up?
All of a sudden the recording button goes on and Kat's got my little cat.
She's traumatized. She's been licking herself the whole time. I think she thinks her whole face problems are.
Oh, poor baby.
She's in trouble if that's how she's going to act if she catches on fire.
Okay, so if we tell our audience what our mission is and our purpose, we have to be honest. I will allow you to tell them why we're doing this, Sandy.
Here goes laughing.
Give me the laugh.
Be honest.
See, I really don't know why we're doing this. To be honest.
It's unplanned chaos.
What the heck? We're doing this because you know why we're doing this. We don't have a message to give out to anybody.
No, we have no message.
We have no message.
I have no message.
I have no message. We have no message. We're not trying to get our message out. We don't like a lot of people. It's true. We like hanging out with each other.
Yes, we like hanging out with each other. Obviously, I love my daughter.
Yeah, we like our family.
My son-in-law.
Our family in general.
Here.
But the outside people, the people you have to work with, the people you have to ride down the tollway with, the people that you've got to interact with at the grocery store, the people at the doctor's office yesterday that pissed me off, them, I don't like them at all. Any of general neighbors that do small talk, I don't like. We've lost you as an audience now.
So you're embarrassed,
and so we are
narrowing it down.
The other thing is, we are very hard workers. We're very, very driven, hardworking people. And we don't want to work our whole life. But we're not going to own anything. We're not going to risk anything. And we want to retire in about 5 years.
Basically, we just want people to give us money.
Right. And we could start our own religion. But people may not like that.
And eventually you have to kill yourself.
We could prostitute ourselves, but I would only make a dollar. We have no other creative ideas.
Mm-hmm.
We're done.
Right. So we just need people to give us money.
But we know listeners won't give us money. So we want sponsors to give us money. But we don't know how that works. So we figure if we talk long enough, a sponsor for some organization will think we're the best ever because we think we're the best ever. and we'll find the other four of us in the world who have money that want to give us money, and then we can retire.
Yes, because there are people out there with money that just don't know what to do with it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all the bored stars, I'm sorry, that life would bore me. Would that life bore you?
Yes.
No, it wouldn't. You just both ways lied to me. You would love to be a star.
Okay.
You take that very seriously. You would.
Yes, that too.
She would. She'd love to be a star. She'd be great at it, too. She'd be a great star. Have you ever heard from her? She'd be even a better star. But people don't want to hear from me, and that's
next
why it'll never
time.
Work.
Uh-oh. What happened to the... Okay. Next time, on our next episode,
we're
going to
hear from Sandy?
Yes.
If that's your name.
Yes. If that's my name, you'll hear from Sandy. You might hear from Sandy next time.
And then maybe we'll have an agenda? No. No, maybe not. Maybe the pregnant lesbian will be here? Not sure.
Quite possibly.
We can update you on the whiskers of the cat. How are they doing?
Progress.
All the things we discussed this evening. If any of...
Oh, I'm sure they're just in suspense.
If any of you that have been fired need advice on why you were fired, we'd be happy to respond to that. You can email...
SandyR888@hotmail.com.
And we'll tell you
Sandy
why you're fired. Most likely you're irritating, very annoying, lazy.
Loud talker.
Late for work. Bad dresser.
I was going to say that, bad dresser.
I got that before you.
Body odor.
Body odor. I had to talk to somebody about body odor.
Yes.
I didn't fire them over it. But
yes.
I mean, that's your issues. I just told them to shower, but that's okay. That's okay, however you want to handle that situation, Sandy. Go ahead and let them go if you want to. But if you want to know why you're fired, they can email you, and you'll be happy to give them your input.
Definitely.
If you're a woman and you've been fired.
Or man, I've fired some men before.
Well, yeah, but we don't care about them.
Okay.
So, cut in half.
Okay. Half again.
If you're a woman and you've been fired, we'll tell you why. And we'll tell you why.
And then we'll come up with a name. Or they'll come up with a name for us.
And they're going to email you at?
SandyR888@hotmail.com.
Okay, everyone spell Sandy with a Y. We tell them how to spell your name.
Sandy with an I, R, at, no. You have to edit that one.
What are you looking at me for?
Because you're edit boy. EB.
Can we talk to you first?
We don't want to talk about that.
No,
I'm going to claim, instead of the fifth, it's not called the Sandy. I'm going to call the Sandy on that, things we don't discuss.
And pretty much it, all the stuff we talked about is the Sandy Claus.
Sandy Claus?
Sandy Claus.
Oh. That's great. Okay, so give me your email address one more time.
Sandy.
With an I.
R888@hotmail.com.
And she'll tell you why you've been fired.
Or anything else that you want to know.
Well, she's just a wealth of information.
You ain't
know. Email me with questions.
Cure for cancer?
Okay.
Nutrition information?
How many calories are in a Big Mac?
How many inches your hair grow a month? Just email Sandy.
Okay. Okay. See ya.
We have to do a sign off, a real sign off.
Okay, so what?
What do you do?
Just bye.
No. That's a bad one.
Okay.
Yeah.
See you when I see ya.
And my thing is always, I'm just saying what I'm saying.
Okay. See you when I see you, and we're saying
what
we're saying.
Bye.